time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kristen Norwood from Northwoods Forest Products in Northfield. A distinct North bias.
Yep.
And you do exactly what your name says, wood products.
We're a small sawmill and logging business. Well, we probably do about half and half logging and sawmilling. My husband, Corey Norwood, is currently logging right now, and we have orders lining up at the mill.
You know, we have a long tradition of logging and forest products in the Pioneer Valley. They used to float them down river on the Connecticut River and tie them all together and all this amazing stuff. How long have you or your family been involved in logging in Northfield?
We started the business in about 1997. We were both out of college and worked in the environmental consulting fields for a while and really wanted to just be outside. So Corey bought a skidder and started logging. You know, it had been in his family just doing firewood and stuff. Probably a year or so later, tired of seeing all the wood just go down the road to other mills, we bought a portable sawmill and were able to take it from site to site, mill other people's logs. A couple of years after that, we bought a stationary mill and built a big mill yard and started milling lumber for orders. People would drop off their logs and we would mill them into lumber for them to take home for their projects.
In that way, it really is very similar to other ways we try to appeal to people to buy local. Someone may have trees on their lot and they're managing a small acreage of forest land and they may have a project they want on their land. What challenges do you have as a local lumber mill?
One challenge is most of our species are pine, hemlock, and oak that we mill. You know, a lot of people are looking for something, a specialty lumber, and we just can't offer that. But when people are looking for these species for their building projects, we're there and we have it for them.
A lot of farmers actually do have some forest land, but whether you're a forester or a farmer, in either case, if you're not generating some amount of income to at least cover taxes, then you're going to be considering giving your land up for development.
Yeah. So,
and then all the trees come down.
Right. So being able to do a cut, say, every 15 to 20 years on your property is a way to be able to own some acreage and be able to pay the taxes.
Is it actually good for the land to do this sort of management too in some ways?
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, we're maybe just doing what nature would do a little bit sooner.
So what kind of forest products do you have? You brought three boards with you here.
Yes.
Usually Phil brings somebody that has something for me to eat, and I don't put wood in my mouth.
Well, these all have a distinct smell. Hemlock, which if you smell the end of that, smells kind of more like a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
That's more of a structural wood. This is white oak. That would be used for flooring or, you know, more of a finished product. And this is white pine. That's primarily what we mill. It's nice and light.
Yeah,
it's
very
soft wood. When you're in a wood shop, that's what smells so good when everybody's cutting and sanding.
Mm. Do you have the raw wood? Do you have the finished wood? Do you have it all?
Yes, we are primarily a rough cut air dried mill is the product.
That's how my hair used to be when I had hair. Rough cut air dried.
Yep. And that is mostly used for sheds and barns and outbuildings. Some people take it and finish it themselves and use it for finished products. Getting into more finished products is what we would like to do. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of inquiries into, you know, do you provide tongue and groove? Do you provide shiplap?
Shiplap and tongue and groove and wood all together. I love the double entendres that are, this is just, the segment is so rife for it.
And if I'm thinking about buying wood, and I do have an environmental ethos, what does it mean when I'm buying wood from Indonesia that's coming into this country that I can get at a box store? What kind of management, forest management practices were used there?
You never know what the management practices have been. Really, probably a lot of it is the miles that the wood has traveled to. Same with groceries going across the country.
And wood is a lot heavier than groceries.
Yes, it takes a large tractor trailer to get it places, lots of fuel. So being able to buy locally helps, you know, small business owners like us and keeps the trucking miles down.
And it's interesting because, you know, there have been some legacy sawmills in our area that are no longer in existence. And you in the 90s have started this into the sawmill business. Is maintaining sort of a smaller business a secret to how you're being successful at Northwoods Forest Products in Northfield, Kristen Norwood?
I would say so. When there's a larger project, we will conglomerate with another small company. Right now, my husband's logging with timber fellers.
Are they fellas?
Yep.
I get it.
In order to get a job done, a lot of times we've had to collaborate with other small companies.
How is it that two wildlife biologists who are working in an airport in New Jersey ended up in Northfield?
It was a drive-in, wasn't it? I love it so much.
We were both wildlife biologists working at Atlantic City International Airport when we met, and it was a laughing gull study to try to remediate the gull intakes for air crashes.
Like seagull intakes?
Yes.
In a plane?
Yep.
Because they suck in seagulls.
Because they actually have F-16s and military planes at that airport.
Nice.
So it's a big deal.
Right. Have them fly over your beach. Handle the problem.
I actually moved up here, went back to school. We were not exactly finding our niche. Say we both like to be outdoors. And the logging was just here in the area, readily available. And we love wood.
Kristen Norwood from Northwoods Forest Products in Northfield and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. Buy local, we could say wood, but buylocalfood.org.